Week 2, Sunday, Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. Let us adore the Lord, the King who is to come. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks, with songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. We are the people of the Lord, the flock that is led by his hand. Come, let us adore him. Alleluia. This day, at thy creating word, first o'er the earth the light was poured. O Lord, this day upon us shine, and fill our hearts with light divine. This day the Lord for sinners slain, in might victorious, rose again. O Jesu, may we raised be, from death of sin to life in thee. This day the Holy Spirit came, with fiery tongues of cloven flame. O Spirit, fill our hearts this day, with grace to hear and grace to pray. O day of light and life and grace, from earthly toil a resting place, the hallowed hours, best gift of love, give we again to God above. All praise to God the Father be, all praise eternal Son to thee, whom with the Spirit we adore, for ever and for evermore. Lord God, how great you are, clothed in majesty and glory, wrapped in light as in a robe. Alleluia. Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, my soul. Lord God, how great you are, clothed in majesty and glory, wrapped in light as in a robe. You stretch out the heavens like a tent, above the rains you build your dwelling, you make the clouds your chariot, and walk on the wings of the wind. You make the winds your messengers, and flashing fire your servants. You founded the earth on its base, to stand firm from age to age. You wrapped it with the ocean like a cloak. The waters stood higher than the mountains. At your threat they took to flight. At the voice of your thunder they fled. They rose over the mountains and flowed down to the place which you had appointed. You set limits they might not pass, lest they return to cover the earth. You make springs gush forth in the valleys. They flow in between the hills. They give drink to all the beasts of the field. The wild asses quench their thirst. On the banks dwell the birds of heaven. From the branches they sing their song. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord God, how great you are, clothed in majesty and glory, wrapped in light as in a robe. Alleluia. The Lord brought forth bread from the earth and wine to cheer man's heart. Alleluia. Psalm 103 continued. From your dwelling you water the hills, earth drinks its fill of your gift. You make the grass grow for the cattle and the plants to serve man's needs, that he may bring forth bread from the earth and wine to cheer man's heart. Oil to make him glad, and bread to strengthen man's heart. The trees of the Lord drink their fill, the cedars he planted on Lebanon. There the birds build their nests,
On the treetops, the stork has her home. The goats find a home on the mountains, and rabbits hide in the rocks. You made the moon to mark the months. The sun knows the time of its setting. When you spread the darkness, it is night, and all the beasts of the forest creep forth. The young lions roar for their prey and ask their food from God. At the rising of the sun, they steal away and go to rest in their dens. Man goes forth to his work, to labour till evening falls. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord brought forth bread from the earth, and wine to cheer man's heart. Alleluia. God saw all that he had made, and indeed it was very good. Alleluia. Psalm 103 concluded. How many are your works, O Lord? In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your riches. There is the sea, vast and wide, with its moving swarms past counting, living things great and small. The ships are moving there, and the monsters you made to play with. All of these look to you to give them their food in due season. You give it, they gather it up. You open your hand, they have their fill. You hide your face, they are dismayed. You take back your spirit, they die, returning to the dust from which they came. You send forth your spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the earth. May the glory of the Lord last forever. May the Lord rejoice in his works. He looks on the earth and it trembles. The mountains send forth smoke at his touch. I will sing to the Lord all my life, make music to my God while I live. May my thoughts be pleasing to him. I find my joy in the Lord. Let sinners vanish from the earth, and the wicked exist no more. Bless the Lord, my soul. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. God saw all he had made, and indeed it was very good. Alleluia. Lift up your heads and see, your redemption is at hand. A reading from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 22. In that day you looked to the weapons of the house of the forest, and you saw that the breaches of the city of David were many, and you collected the waters of the lower pool, and you counted the houses of Jerusalem, and you broke down the houses to fortify the wall. You made a reservoir between the two walls for the water of the old pool. But you did not look to him who did it, or have regard for him who planned it long ago. In that day the Lord God of hosts called to weeping and mourning, to baldness and girding with sackcloth. And behold, joy and gladness, slaying oxen and killing sheep, eating flesh and drinking wine. Let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. The Lord of hosts has revealed himself in my ears. Surely this iniquity will not be forgiven you till you die, says the Lord God of hosts. Thus says the Lord God of hosts, come, go to this steward in Shibna, who is over the household, and say to him, what have you done here, and whom have you here, that you have hewn here a tomb for yourself, you who hew a tomb on the height, and carve a habitation for yourself in the rock? Behold, the Lord will hurl you away violently, O you strong man. He will seize firm hold on you, and whirl you around and round, and throw you like a ball into a wide land. There you shall die, and there shall be your splendid chariots, you shame of your master's house. I will thrust you out from your office, and you will be cast down from your station. In that day I will call my servant Eliakim, the son of Hilkiah, and I will clothe him with your robe, and will bind your girdle on him,
and will commit your authority to his hand. And he shall be a father to the inhabitants of Jerusalem and to the house of Judah. And I will place on his shoulder the key of the house of David. He shall open, and none shall shut. And he shall shut, and none shall open. And I will fasten him like a peg in a sure place, and he will become a throne of honour to his father's house. Responsory from Revelation chapter 3. This is the message from the one who is holy and true, who holds the key of David. See, I have opened a door before you which no one can close. You have followed my teaching, and you have been faithful to me. See, I have opened a door before you which no one can close. A reading from the commentary on Isaiah by Eusebius of Caesarea, chapter 40. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, "Prepare the way of the Lord, make straight the paths of our God." This makes clear that the events spoken of in the prophecy are to take place not in Jerusalem but in the wilderness. By this is meant that the glory of the Lord will appear, and the salvation of God will be made known to all flesh. This prophecy was fulfilled historically and literally when John the Baptist preached the saving advent of God in the wilderness by the Jordan, where the salvation of God was in fact seen. For Christ and his glory became known to all when, after he had been baptized, the heavens were opened and the Holy Spirit came down under the appearance of a dove and rested upon him. Then was the Father's voice heard in testimony to the Son, "This is my Son, my beloved. Listen to him." These things were said because God was about to come to the wilderness, which had been impenetrable and inaccessible for a whole age. For all the nations were empty of the knowledge of God. Access to them had been prohibited to all men of God and the prophets. That was why that voice ordered a way to be prepared for the word of God, and the pathless and rugged wastelands levelled, so that at his coming our Lord might find the road clear for his advance. Prepare the way of the Lord. This is the gospel preaching, the new consolation, the ardent desire for the salvation of God come to the knowledge of all men. Quote, "Get you up to a high mountain, O herald of good tidings to Sion, lift up your voice with strength, O herald of good tidings to Jerusalem." End of quote. These words fit in very well with the meaning of our first quotation. They make an appropriate reference to the preachers of the gospel and announce the coming of God among men, after we have heard of the voice crying in the wilderness. It is fitting that after the prophecy about John the Baptist, the preachers of good tidings be mentioned. Who then is this Sion, except she who earlier was called Jerusalem? For she too is a mountain, according to that passage of Scripture, "The mountain of Sion, where you made your dwelling." And the Apostle says, "You have come to Mount Sion." Does this perhaps refer to the band of apostles chosen from among the former people of the circumcision? This Sion and Jerusalem is she who receives the salvation of God. She herself is placed on high on the mountain of God, that is, on his only begotten word. To her he gives the command to get up on a high mountain and preach the word of salvation. But who preaches the good tidings, if not the band of those who make the gospel known? And what is meant by making the gospel known? Preaching to all mankind the coming of Christ on earth, and preaching it first to the cities of Judah. A responsory based on Matthew 11. The precursor of the Lord is come. Jesus himself says of him, "Among those born of woman, there has risen no one greater than John the Baptist." He is a prophet, and much more than a prophet. The Saviour says of him, "Among those born of woman, there has risen no one greater than John the Baptist." Te Deum. We praise you, O God, we acclaim you as the Lord. Everlasting Father, all the world bows down before you. All the angels sing your praise, the hosts of heaven and all the angelic powers, all the cherubim and seraphim call out to you in unending song, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of angel hosts. The heavens and earth are filled with your majesty and glory. The glorious band of apostles, the noble company of prophets, the white-robed army who shed their blood for Christ, all sing your praise. And to the ends of the earth, your holy church proclaims her faith in you. Father, whose majesty is boundless, your true and only Son who is to be adored, the Holy Spirit sent to be our advocate. You, Christ, are the King of glory, Son of the Eternal Father. When you took our nature to save mankind, you did not shrink from birth in the Virgin's womb. You overcame the power of death, opening the Father's kingdom to all who believe in you. Enthroned at God's right hand in the glory of the Father, you will come in judgment according to your promise. You redeemed your people by your precious blood. Come, we implore you to our aid. Grant us with the saints a place in eternal glory. Let us pray. Almighty and merciful God, let neither our daily work nor the cares of this life prevent us from hastening to meet your Son. Enlighten us with your wisdom and lead us into his company. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.